Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Score. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Herb Score. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Renna. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Wilson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Shantz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cloyd Boyer. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Cloyd Boyer. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner takes first base on ball four. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Power reaches second base with a double. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up towards first. Wertz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel takes first base on ball four. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Shantz fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri strikes out. Two outs. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a pop-up towards the mound. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cloyd Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Finnegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kiner moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Kiner moves to third. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Foyles takes first base on ball 4. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 0-for-1 in the game. Score hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kiner scores. Foyles moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0-for-1 in the game. Renna hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 1 in the game. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Avila strikes out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a pop-up towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cloyd Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Finnegan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Renna hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kiner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Kiner reaches second base with a double. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Foyles is walked intentionally. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Score strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-2 in the game. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Renna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doby strikes out. There goes Avila. The throw from Shantz to DeMaestri, and Avila is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Cloyd Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Kiner moves to second. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Hank Foyles. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kiner moves to third. Strickland moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is walked intentionally. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Score hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Mitchell trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-4 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Kiner scores. Strickland moves to third. Score moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaistre fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Finnegan strikes out. 1 out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Zernial hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Renna hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dobie hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaistre fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen hits a pop-up towards the mound. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. Kiner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Bishop now pitching. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Score strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Altobelli now playing first base. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Joe DeMaistre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaistre is 0-for-3 in the game. DeMaistre hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-3 in the game. Shantz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Shantz reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. DeMaistre moves to third. It's 7-4, Indians. Bill Stewart pinch hits for Charlie Bishop. Mike Garcia now pitching. Bill Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. 1 out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Power hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith, who is chasing the ball. Power reaches third base with a triple. DeMaistre scores. Shantz scores. It's 7-6, Indians. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Pete Suter. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Power scores. It's Indians, 7, Athletics, 7. Spook Jacobs pinch runs for Elmer Vallow. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Finnegan is walked intentionally. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Zernial strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Renna hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jacobs moves to third. Finnegan moves to second. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacobs scores. Finnegan moves to third. Renna moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.